Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Hub Walker. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lewis Brower. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive to right center field. The ball gets by Walker. Johnson fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Haas moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brower fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Stone fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Stone. Miller moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Hayworth reaches third base with a triple. McManus goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Athletics. Lewis Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayworth scores. It's Athletics, 2, Tigers, 2. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. McManus reaches third base with a triple. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lewis Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brower hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Daljak now playing center field. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak hits a line drive to left field. Simmons throws towards Williams. Williams fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Daljak moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Daljak scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 4, Tigers, 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brower fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Lewis Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brower hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Dahl Jack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rommel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground for an out. Rommel moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rommel scores. Bishop moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Daljak hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Stone goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 5, Tigers, 5. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brower misplays the ball. That's an error on Brower. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lewis Brower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brower is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brower hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rommel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-4 in the game. Bishop bunts towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Rommel moves to second. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Frank Daljak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daljak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Daljak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stone is walked intentionally. Daljak moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.